Mark Lugers joins us now. Mark, how are you?
Great, Glenn. Thank you for having me, and I love hearing Van Halen. Thank you for playing some
Buddy,
Van
that's
Halen.
Your song, Panama. I remember that from 1984. I mean, I was hoping you got the connection there.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Good to talk
All right. Good to talk to you too, Mark. You have no voice, so I'm assuming that's from coaching. Tell me what you've been doing coaching-wise. Tell me what you're doing, because I know you're a coach in St. Joseph's College, and I also know you're working with a tremendous amount of youth. I mean, I know, and I can only tell my audience, the amount of passion this man has for the game, what an excellent midfielder he was, some of the directives that he helped push the Puerto Rican soccer forward with the national team in qualifying. So just tell me what you've been doing.
I've been youth coaching over the last probably 20 years. And right now I'm at Northport Cal Harbor United, which is one of the original teams from the Long Island Junior Soccer League. So it's a very historic club in terms of youth soccer on Long Island. And I've been working with them over the last 3 years. I started a training organization called Cantera Football. And we have about 16 very passionate coaches like me, and we work inside this club. And it's just been a great journey for us over the last 3 years, seeing the club grow and building a culture there. So it's just been wonderful.
Mark Lugers joining us, former member of the Houston Dynamos in the 80s. So we're going to say 84 because that's the year we got to a league championship. That was our best year. That was the year that we actually had a full season completed because there was so much going on. He has also been elected into the Puerto Rican Soccer Hall of Fame. All right, so, you know, when you think of the way we were playing the game, high school stadiums, NFL stadiums, and you see where Major League Soccer is now, I would even say the USL with some of the facilities, infrastructure, the amount of opportunity, what jumps out to you?
You know, I'm happy. I'm happy for the players of today that they have all these resources and that they're being treated like professionals. I think in the era that we were playing in, soccer was dying, and we helped keep it alive. So I kind of see it as our legacy, you know, as players. Like, you know, we don't have a pension or you know, there's really not a lot written about our era. But, you know, the players that were involved, like you and me, were, you know, like we see this as our legacy, as something that we helped be build and be a part of. And I'm very proud of it. I really am. It's amazing to see how many professional jobs there are. Like when we were playing, maybe there were 200, 300 professional jobs. So you really had a fight and claw with some amazing players just to get on a roster. So
yeah, no question. No question about fighting and clawing. Man, you just really sewed that up beautifully. You know, and I even think now for players when they got done, like when we got done, it was, you know, you're probably going to jump into coaching if you want to stay connected to the game. Now it's, my God, you can go into the front office of teams. There's a whole bunch of different levels you can get experience at. You can be in coaching, you can be in marketing, you can be in sales. And I'm not just talking about Major League Soccer. I'm talking about the USL and all the differing divisions down to the PDL. And it really is remarkable because the lens that we've seen it through is both scary and good. It means we have experience. It also means we're older.
For sure. But, you know, listen, it's in a great place. I think it's in a great place. It's going forward and it's growing. So, you know, I think it's something that you and I should be very proud of. And listen, Tab is from our era. So you see the great job he's doing there in Houston. And, you know, it's guys like that I'm very proud of because they you know, we all walk in the same shoes. And to see him having the success or Peter Vermes, these type of guys that we kind of grew up playing with, you know, still making a huge impact.
They were younger guys when they were breaking through, but I had some legendary games against the New Jersey Eagles when Tab and Peter Vermes were on that team. And I remember Tab carving up our midfield one game. But you are right. I mean, you do root for these guys. I mean, you're rooting for them to do well, and that's a big part of it because I do get that connection. Listen, I want to get into Puerto Rico, and you know, you really worked hard in gaining attention to Puerto Rico and literally putting Puerto Rican teams together to participate in World Cup qualifying.
Yes, I mean, it was a unique situation. I had played in the 1990 qualifying games against Jamaica, which was, it was my first cycle. It was a great experience. And then I was called back in 1994, and they had played a Caribbean qualifying match in Haiti. And after that match versus Haiti, the coach was fired. 17 of the 21 players boycotted the team and said they weren't going to play unless the coach was reinstated. The federation said no. And so the few players that said yes were left. And so something really strange happened. In other words, Puerto Rico was going to play the opening match of the 94 World Cup against Dominican Republic. And it was going to get a lot of media exposure. And like BBC, like 60 newspapers covered the game. I mean, two minnows of the Caribbean playing, but it was the first match and the kickoff to the World Cup. So the president of the federation called me. He said there was a loophole in the FIFA regulations that your passport was your player pass. So could we find players? So, you know, I had a lot of connections with in the Greek League in New York. And so we kind of were picking up the phone, calling players that we knew and asking them if they would be interested in playing in the World Cup, as absurd as that.
Incredible. Incredible story. I have to let you go, Mark, but before I let you go, do you remember the time when we were training at HBU and the Rockets would train after us? Do you remember being in the locker room in the showers and a guy coming in and saying, "Hey, you soccer guys, get out of here."
Yes,
and then Thomas Rongen yelling at Bill Fitch. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
For some reason, I never forget that, because then we'd go out and climb into our little rabbit
angry
cars.
You were not happy.
Yeah. No. Well, you had a towel. It's like, come on, give us some respect, for God's sake. So that's part of our story. It was very hard to get respect. And then we jump in our rabbits, and Hakeem and Samson would come in their Mercedes-Benz. It's classic.
Mercedes, exactly. Elijah Wong. But yeah,
you're the best.
I mean, they were good guys on that team, on that Houston Rocket team. There were a lot of good guys.
Absolutely. All right, Mark, thank you so much for coming on. You're the best. He's Mark Lugris, still doing tremendous work.
Yep.
Love you too, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mark Lugris,